Ong Myat Tu was seated and chatting with artist Teng Lin as the latter slowly wrapped the former's right hand in plaster. When dried and ready, it would be added to a collection of more than 500 plaster hands created by Teng Lin for his exhibit, A Show of Hands. Each piece represents someone who was imprisoned by the military government of Myanmar in the late 1990s and early 2000s.
1998, I was arrested in Burma because I protested against the government for calling the parliament and not to move our school. So we protested against the government. And me and a handful of students were arrested in 1998 in September.
Ong Myat Tu spent 7 years in prison, then later left for a refugee camp in Thailand. After several years there, he was cleared to relocate to the United States and settled in Buffalo. He's done well for himself. He's graduated from a local college and will move to Maryland later this spring to take a teaching job. But he still flashes back to life in his homeland when his government could just show up and take him away.
So whenever I sleep at home here, I have a lot of worry about the window and the door. I lock and lock. Even though I lock it, I use the shovel against the door. Nobody, if they break the lock, someone can inside it. I suspect all my security. Two times, three times, I watch window and door every night. There's something wrong in there. No counsel.
That has stayed with you.
Yeah, this is something wrong.
The artist was also a political prisoner in Myanmar. Teng Lin explained that years after his release, he reunited with many former prisoners and decided to document their stories by replicating their hands. He was inspired to choose plaster after breaking his arm in a bicycle accident.
So anything you physically level broken and beat and then get back strong, you know, it's help to get back strong. So political prisoners in Myanmar is like that. It's the country was broken piece by piece under the civil war, under the military regime.
Teng Lin's exhibit was previously displayed in New York City. That's where Jennifer Foley, Director of Education and Community Engagement at Albright Knox, and her peers first saw it. They decided it would be an ideal exhibit to bring to Buffalo.
This piece, when we were thinking about bringing it here, really was connected to the idea that this is part of a Buffalo story, that here in Buffalo, we not only have a large Burmese community, but that there are members of that community that have experienced being political prisoners, and that is really the focus of this exhibition, of this piece.
Teng Lin offered his own message in support of communities welcoming refugees and immigrants. He says they enrich a community. He also encourages people born in Western New York to understand there's a good reason why they've come from such a long distance.
Because of this project, and other people also come and see, and then they more understand about how these Burmese people, why they are here, you know. So I think this is my reason also to set up this artwork here.
Another Buffalo resident who volunteered his hand is Saw Min Tek Jaw. Speaking through an interpreter, he explained that he too was arrested as a student protester nearly 20 years ago.
The college students are not very fond of the military government, and it has been a student has been oppressed. Not only that, some of them have been killed. Such kind of things happening during those time years.
And like Ong Myat Tu, he left his homeland for life as a refugee in Thailand before coming to the U.S. and to Buffalo. His wife works while he was going to school. He's set to graduate next month with an associate's degree in visual communication technology and would like to be an animator. He was asked what he hopes visitors to the exhibit will take away in their minds.
This is not only for us.
Mankind, no?
This is for the whole mankind who is trying to get for the equity. Anyone who is trying to step up against the oppressed regime or any system that is trying to oppress.
The exhibit, A Show of Hands, continues at the Albright Knox through Sunday, April 28th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.